Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 reads like this: "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him." We could sit in this verse for days and days and days. We're not going to. There's a whole lot here. All three persons of the Trinity are present in this verse. And the gift of God, who is Trinity, is present in this verse. And that's what we're really going to focus on today. First off, that the three persons in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, do this gift-giving together. All throughout the Bible, all three persons of the Trinity work together. They don't all do the same things. For example, Jesus is the only one who dies on the cross. The Holy Spirit is the only one who comes at Pentecost, for example. But in each act of God in the Bible, all three persons are involved. And we see an example of that here, in that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are involved in giving us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, let's sit for a second on this gift, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Notice that the Spirit is characterized in two ways here. It's called the spirit of wisdom and of revelation. And so, the Holy Spirit gives generously both wisdom and revelation relative to our knowledge of Christ. Now, we should note that revelation here speaks simply of revealing Christ to us, revealing His work to our hearts, pressing that upon us at a soul level. Revelation here doesn't have to do with prophetic visions of the end times or the final book of the Bible. Rather, the Holy Spirit is simply applying knowledge of Christ to us. Now, it raises the question, what does this knowledge look like? Is it simply head knowledge, a kind of cognitive understanding of who Christ is and what He has done? No. Knowledge in the Bible does have that aspect to it, obviously, a cognitive aspect, but knowledge is a much deeper concept in the biblical witness. Throughout the Bible, knowledge has a almost gut-level component to accompany the cognitive component. What I mean by that is when you say that you know your best friend or you know your mother or your father or your wife or your husband, you're not just saying that you know cognitively what things they enjoy doing, what their birthday is, for example, and things of that nature. What you're saying is that you have some acquaintance with them as a person, that you know them on a deep, almost gut level. And so that's what the text has in mind here, is that the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of Him is a gift to us. It is our experience of the Spirit that He draws us to Christ and applies Christ to us. This is the Spirit's work. There's not anything we do, according to this text, to engage in that ourselves, to earn our way into that. And so what I want us to do today, what I think the text presses on us today, is first to continue to ask and be thankful in turn for the Holy Spirit that God has given us as a result of our faith in Christ. What's more, though, I think we are pressed to ask for deeper relationship with the Christ that is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, that we might walk closer with Him today, and that we might be given eyes to see how we might do that. So as we move into this day, let's ask the Lord to bless our time with Him, with others, and to help us walk more closely with Him. We'll see you next time.